Great morning, everyone, and welcome to yet another episode of Thank God for Monday. I'm Brother Greg Cellini of the Franciscan Brothers of Brooklyn and the Office of Mission, Ministry, and Interfaith Dialogue at St. Francis College in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. My great pleasure to be back again with you today. The purpose of our show, Thank God for Monday, is to inspire you, our audience, to take personal responsibility for your professional satisfaction. We want to provide you hope, healing, and peace in these unprecedented, turbulent, uncertain times. Motivate you to search deep inside yourself in the quest for fulfillment. Listeners, it's really up to you as to utilize the information we provide today. Take full accountability for the decisions you make and a resulting outcome. And one of the goals of our show, Thank God for Monday, is to introduce role models of people who take very bold steps in their work life. This is a special time in our workplace and our world when mentorship has never been more critical. And as such, we are honored today to have with us a very, very special guest. Her name is Donna Johnson. Donna has found something she simply has to share, the truth, in a world that desperately needs to hear it. She is one of the most successful and highly respected professionals in direct marketing. Matter of fact, she's an award winner in this great area. She's also the author of the enlightening and timely book, My Mentor Walks on Water, Spirit-Led Mentorship in Every Area of Your Life. Great morning and welcome to Thank God for Monday, Donna.
It's so good to be here, Greg. Thank you.
The honor is all ours. Kindly share with the listeners and me from what city you're speaking from today.
Well, I am in beautiful Orst Island on the west coast of Sweden. I live here part-time. My husband is Swedish, and we both work from home. And so, where in the world is Donna? I live all over the place.
How exciting you've made, thank God, for Monday International once again, certainly. Donna, sorry to say we only have about 30 minutes. We could spend hours talking about you, this fantastic book. We're going to jump right into the deep end of the pool. You have written this amazing book, My Mentor Walks on Water. What was your inspiration, please, for writing this great book?
Well, it's exciting because I was not writing a book. I tell the story in the introduction, and it was just completely a kingdom assignment that was dropped to me, and I simply had to be obedient. I did all the self-talk stuff that your listeners do. Why me, Lord? Or somebody else is more qualified. Wait till I get everything together in my life. But that's not who God chooses. And I'm so grateful I was obedient because now I know why he wanted this book written. The message, people are hungry for this. The subtitle is Spirit-Led Mentorship in Every Area of Your Life. So when it launched April 4th, it went number one in 24 hours in two faith-based categories, but it also went number three in a secular category called business mentorship and coaching. And that was an affirmation that Holy Spirit had given me that he did not want this book just to speak to the choir, like, right? Just to believers.
Wow.
And so that was a confirmation to me that this book is for everybody.
Wow. I was just going to ask you, and I think I knew the answer, and you've started to answer it already. Who's your intended audience for this great book?
Well, the funny thing about a woman author is that oftentimes people think a female author is a book for women. And when I read a great book by a man, unless it's specifically meant for a man, or a book written by a woman specifically for a woman's topic, but just a general, like, this is a mentorship coaching book. This is for everyone, not just women, men. I'm really amazed at the amount of men who have been messaging me with their testimony and the strength that this book has given them. And like I said earlier, it's not just for those who already believe in Jesus. It is for the doubter. It's for the drifter. And even for those people that have denied him, you know, we're taught in this world that, oh, well, that's just an old story if you believe that. But science has proven the more technology there is, the stories of our faith are confirmed, which is so exciting. So I love that it's really started a conversation, and that's what this world needs. The world tells us to be divided. Don't talk to people who don't agree with you, and be in an echo chamber. And this is clearly a book that kind of breaks through that, that narrative.
No doubt about that, certainly. Now, as you mentioned before, your great book went number one in two faith-based categories, and number three in business, mentorship, and coaching categories, right within 24 hours, right immediately after launch. Let's peel the onion, please, Donna. As a first-time author, why do you think this book is having and has had such great success?
I really believe it's because that people are hungry for this. They want to have conversations again, not with just people that agree with them, but with everyone. How are we going to learn if we don't learn and listen to each other and have conversations? So I really believe it shot up. You know, I'm a first time author. I've contributed to several books. I've written many articles, building a very successful business, but first time author, and I did not know what to expect. I mean, there was a time in the middle of writing, Greg, and I know that you're an author. I had a panic attack.
Sure.
People are going to actually read this. Oh my, you know, so, and then later in the process, I was like, I hope people other than just my friends and family read this. So when it shot up to number one in 24 hours, it was so humbling for me, because this was a project of obedience. And I call it, you know, Jesus, take the wheel. I let him take the wheel. And I was simply astounded. But you know what? The way that I look at it is, God's job is to be amazing, and our job is to be amazed by him. And so I give him all the credit and glory, because all of the inspiration for the book, including the story arc and the chapters. I mean, Greg, there were some funny moments where my publisher would call and say, here's the table of contents. And I was like, that doesn't feel right. And then I prayed about it. I went to bed. Holy Spirit woke me up at 5:15. Get your pen. And he gave me the first four chapters. Who do you think you are? Who God says you are? Who do you think Jesus is? Who God says Jesus is? And I went, that's perfect. And I called my publisher and I told him, and he said, that's perfect. I said, well, that's because I didn't come up with it. Holy Spirit gave it to me. So it's a very, very special book.
It's ironic, because I know in writing my own book, a lot of it was spirit driven as well. And talk a little bit about this, how challenging and how rewarding it is to be a first time author, Donna.
Well, it kind of, you know, I didn't know what I didn't know. So a lot of it was really good, because I was simply being obedient. And when I would let go of my ego and, you know, what should I write? And then I would just be in prayer and surrender to his will. It just flowed so easily. And even my editor, you know, I had an editor that would correct things. Or she said,
Sure.
I just can't believe that you're a first time author. And so for your audience that wonders, you know, should I write a book? If God ordains you, I don't, you can't go wrong, because we can mess up, but he doesn't. And I just love that. So to me, it was fun. And I'm just grateful that I was obedient. I don't want to look my maker in the eye and lay, you know, rattle off all the excuses why I didn't say yes.
Oh.
You know, I want to be able to say, yes, you know, we did it together. And, you know, the whole essence of the book is that fear and confusion really causes people to just want to huddle in the middle of the boat. And this book really encourages people to have courage to step out of the boat and walk on water. One of my favorite quotes is by Billy Graham: your courage strengthens the spine of others. So what I hope is that this book really strengthens the spine of people to take that stand, to walk on water. Yes, we're going to fall just like Peter did, but you know, Jesus is always there to pick us up and walk back to the boat with us. So,
that is so beautiful. And your courageous certainly is your courage very, very contagious, certainly. And I can't tell you the number of people who've come on, thank God, for Monday, especially the last year or two, and have said, of all the attributes that we need to demonstrate in the world today, courage is number one.
Yes.
And it seems you've learned that and are just demonstrating it literally in everything you do, Donna. So congratulations on the book and all your other wonderful, wonderful accomplishments. Now, the first chapter of your book, if I recall correctly, is entitled, Who Do You Think You Are? Who do you think you are? Why is this important for mentorship? Help us out, please, Donna.
Well, remember that 5:15 wake up call?
Yes.
You need to establish who you are before you choose mentors in your life, because that's the foundation. When you align yourself and see yourself the way that God sees us, sees you, that establishes a really, really healthy foundation for mentorship. Otherwise, you're going to be like that rubber ducky that just floats all over the sea, chasing this and that. And, you know, with social media and AI and all the distractions we have,
sure,
it can be tiring out there. Chase this shiny penny. What is this person saying, you know? And so when you are established and rooted in aligning yourself, seeing yourself the way that God sees you, that is the foundation for mentorship. And then, of course, mentorship comes in three parts: with scripture, which is how God speaks to us through scripture and stories and characters and letters to the churches. I mean, the gospel, I mean, there's so many parts. And then Holy Spirit mentors us. You know, when Jesus ascended, he said, I'm going to send a helper. And we are to utilize that Holy Spirit. So together, Holy Spirit and scripture, they never conflict with each other. They're always in harmony. And then you want to choose people that are aligned with who you are, how you see yourself, the way God sees you, has a future that you see that is aligned with scripture and Holy Spirit. And so together, they form this great mentorship cord. Now, people are flawed. People are
not
perfect.
Yeah, I know I am.
We all are. I had an interview with more of a secular podcaster, and he said, so Donna, what do you think about the people who think that, you know, you have to be perfect in order to follow Jesus? And I started laughing and I said, James, I don't see a halo on your head and I don't see a halo on mine. So I share in the book how important it is to align yourself, not with perfect people, But with mentors or coaches or people that even your inner circle are people that pour into you. Align yourself with not perfect people, but in fact, if somebody comes across that they're perfect, it's like, run, run, Jonah, run.
You know, this is so fascinating because I know in my own life, it's been very, very important for me to discern my mentors and the people that I really need to spend time with and build relationships with. Talk a little about this, Donna. How do you have a sense people who should be your mentors, people that you should be in your inner circle, things of that nature, please?
Yeah, discernment. You used a really important word, is discernment. And in my book, I give a process to help you really choose mentors wisely. You'll make mistakes. Greg, how often have you followed someone and then you realize, wrong way, you know, wrong way, Jonah. I talk about wrong way, Jonah in my book. I also talk about red light, yellow light, green light, that Holy Spirit will also guide you. You'll just know green lights, you know, and then you'll feel those red lights. And sometimes yellow lights are the hardest for us, especially if we are like me, just go, 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 high achievers, right? Just go, go, go. And yellow lights are kind of that pause, take a moment, pray about it, do your due diligence, discernment, look for evidence. You know, not just what people say, but what they do. You know, they have to be aligned. Oftentimes, you know, it's hard for us as believers to believe this, but people lie and they make up stories. I've had people make up stories of their accomplishments. I mean, social media right now, everybody wants to be an influencer and they want to be an influencer just based on the number of, you know, checks or views, not on the content of their character. And so taking the time for discernment is just so, so important. And you get better at this the more mistakes you made. And so I just, you know, I talk about in the book, protecting the levels of access in your life. There will be people in your inner circle, and then there will be outer access levels. And that's okay. It's okay. Not everybody is going to be in your inner circle. And if you try to do that, you will be exhausted and it's not healthy.
Sure.
And so, you know, you'll just, there's so many, Greg, they just have to get the book. There's so many great nuggets and teaching in the book.
Absolutely.
And it comes from, you know, it comes from a lifetime of learning. I have 5 adult children and 8 grandchildren, and I've made a lot of mistakes, but I've built an incredible business and life, not through being perfect, but through adjusting, you know, and pivoting. And so I tell people, allow my hindsight to be your foresight.
That is brilliant. And before we depart, certainly you're going to have a great opportunity to share with our listeners where exactly they can find this great book, certainly. And speaking of this great book, it seems like you've been receiving some amazing feedback. Did you say people have been writing you?
Yes, I'm getting messages. So anywhere books that are sold, but I also have, you can reach me at mentordonnajohnson.com. And there's a place where people can message me. And then also you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook, Mentor Donna Johnson. Very easy, Mentor Donna Johnson. And the feedback has been so wonderful. I have found that those people that are believers, it's strengthening their courage to speak up, because there's a real lie out there that you're not supposed to talk politics or religion. And who said that? Like, I love learning about what other people think and their views.
Sure.
And so it's really strengthening people's spine. Chapter 3 is really interesting. Who do you think Jesus is? Because it's not an opinion piece. I had somebody, I talk about yoga and astrology and things that, you know, believers don't want to talk about, right? But yoga is, I mean, yoga is, they're stretching and pointing to the Hindu gods. Astrology is sort of the enemy's way of counterfeiting God's astronomy, because the gospel is in the stars. The 12 constellations tell the story of the serpent and the cross. So I don't argue with anyone. I just say, go do your own research. And it's amazing when people come back, they say, my goodness, I did not know all this. Thank you for sharing. So it's not an opinion piece. It is just the truth. And we as believers need not be afraid to stand up and speak truth, but we must speak truth with love. That is what we're called to love. We're called to be the salt and the light, but we're called to do it just cloaked and immersed everything in love. Love is not a gift of the Holy Spirit. Love works with all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So it's just so important.
That is so, so beautiful, certainly. Now, speaking of scripture, a few people have shared that your book could be used to study the Bible. How do you
react?
Well,
I encourage people, yes, I really point people back. So my book is just a funnel. It's a funnel to scripture. I encourage people to get in the word every single day. Not a devotional. A devotional is like a snack, okay? The scripture is the meat. You know, over the weekend, I was just reading Philippians again. And to listen to Paul, who had so much adversity, yet he spoke to the Philippians so joy and love and encouraging. And it just convicted me, like, oh, Donna, do you do that? Be that person, be that light. You know, get in the word, make it a habit. I like my mornings in my work time in the word. My husband and I both do this together and pray. And so I go through in the book to help people if they're not taking the time for that habit. Some tips that they can do to get back in. And I would say, Greg, that is one of the feedback that I'm getting from a lot of people. Thank you for the tips. I'm getting back in the word. My Bible has gotten a little dusty lately, and you know, I'm using it more. So I love that.
I know myself really transforming from someone in big pharmaceuticals to a Franciscan brother of Brooklyn. That first hour in scripture and quiet time, doing my journaling, it just sets the tone for the whole day, and so much better, so much more relaxed, and so much more aware of myself and others, in particular what others may need, certainly. So thank you, thank you, thank you. That first hour is indeed so critical. Donna, we could talk all day. Sadly, we've only got about 6 minutes, but I'm hoping that I can still ask you a couple of more questions if that's okay with you. You certainly have not watered down your message. You're not lukewarm. I mean, that's so clear. What's been the response to your boldness, if you don't mind me asking?
That's what's surprising me the most. I don't think people like lukewarm anymore. Even
really?
People who don't, yeah, even people who don't think like us, Greg, I believe people want to know what you think, say what you mean, and mean what you say. And we've, as believers, we've gotten so tiptoe scared, you know, God doesn't call us, like, look at Jesus, look at what he did, so bold. And it's not just the, you know, we always think, oh, well, save that for the ministers and the missionaries, but we're called to share our faith in every area of, of our life, whatever mountain God has blessed us with, whether it's, for me, it's the business mountain. I've had a tremendous influence in business. And for others, it might be entertainment or media or government or family or education. Whatever your mountain of influence is, we are called to speak about our faith, because if we don't, it creates a vacuum and that space gets filled by something else, a message. And then we as believers wonder, how did that happen? What happened to the voice of our world? Well, we laid down and hoped that the church would do it, but a lot of people who don't think like us, they don't step into a church. They don't listen to that. They just listen to the world. So the response to my boldness has been surprisingly positive. And I was expecting, you know, the Ephesians, put on my full armor. And it's, you know, it's been beautiful. One of my dear friends that's Jewish, she read the whole book and she said, I used to think Christians were really, really judgmental. I understand your faith so much more. Wow. And so things like that, you know, things like that, just, I'm blown away at the response. But, you know, again, because I was obedient with this book was not my idea. I can understand. Holy Spirit promised me net breaking, boat sinking results from this book. Isn't that fun?
Oh, that is absolutely awesome. I know this is an unfair question, but in about a minute or so, can you just tell us a little bit about your Uganda project that this great book is supporting, please?
Yeah, so when you go to mentordonnajohnson.com, you'll see the cool merch. We're calling people to be water walkers and step out, have courage, step out of the boat, walk on water. And we have an incredible orphanage that we support in Uganda. In fact, we're going there in mid-July. Oh. And my husband was a professional soccer player here in Sweden. Oh. So we have a soccer academy there, with a coach and a mentor that we're hiring with the funds from this book. My son is one of the leading permaculturists in the world. We've made a big permaculture farm there, which actually fed the orphanage and the community during the pandemic. So this is really blessing our orphanage.
Praise God for all this amazing work. We've saved the most important question for last, Donna. Share with us again, please, where can our loyal listeners purchase this book? And again, how can they best follow you?
Anywhere books are sold, Amazon, but you can go to mentordonnajohnson.com. In fact, if you want to read more about our orphanage projects, it's all there at mentordonnajohnson.com. And you can follow me at mentordonnajohnson, Instagram and Facebook.
Wow. Okay. So you're on Instagram and Facebook then. Terrific. Listeners, no excuse at all. Donna is all over the place. Very easy to get a hold of. And this book is very, very easy to get a hold of. So let me say, we have an incredible Franciscan with us today, Donna Johnson. She could have just held on to the good. As a matter of fact, she could have said no to the Holy Spirit. What did she do instead? She said yes to the Holy Spirit in a beautiful sense of humility, a beautiful sense of obedience. So now it's your turn. We're encouraging you, please, please, please buy one copy for yourself. And then you want to buy a couple of more copies to share with others. Share them with people you're mentoring. Share them with people you're working with, maybe a son or a daughter or a brother or a sister. But we need to really get this book out there more and more, because my mentor walks on water, Spirit-led mentorship in every area of your life. This book is transformative. It's life-changing. I have read it. You know that I'm a lousy reader. It has transformed my life, and I guarantee it will transform yours and anyone that you give this book to. So please, 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 the time is now. For some more action. This makes a great gift. I know there's still high school commitments. There's college graduations are over, but indeed you have college graduates starting now in the workplace. You've got a lot of people you can share this good with. Donna Johnson, amazing author of My Mentor Walks on Water, spirit-led mentorship in every area of your life. We can't thank you enough for gracing the airways of Thank God for Monday today. We've been inspired. We have been incredibly inspired by your love, by your courage, by your amazing obedience. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We wish you continued joy, success, happiness, and contribution around the world as you are literally transforming the world. Thank you again for being with us today.
Thank you, Greg, and thank you to your listeners.
Listeners, guess what? Once again, we're out of time. Greg saying our hope and prayer is that when you wake up on Monday morning, just like Donna Johnson does, you'll say, thank God for Monday. Until next week's episode of Thank God for Monday, have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye.